Jerusalem, Israela mi. Gilondoloze, uambena mi. Zungangishilana, Jerusalem, Israela mi. Gilondoloze. I'm not perfect, I came from ruthless times, as a juvenile. Ooh, I'm
the cafe ole latte da. You do the Zumba, but I do not. Give me like half a marathon. I'll give you the gospel of St. John. Hits me like the wake up bomb. Cause we both know that it's mercy flows in the morning.
Praise God, praise God. Good morning, Father God. Good morning, Lord Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, good morning, good morning, Jesus believers all over this nation. God, I thank you this morning for my life and my health and my strength. And I pray this morning in the name of Jesus that you would strengthen your believers, increase their faith, and deliver them from those spirits of doubt and unbelief. And Father God, your word says, after this manner, therefore pray ye, our Father, you are our Father in heaven and on earth. Hallowed be thy name. Your name is holy. Your name is righteous. Your name is powerful. Thy kingdom come. Lord Jesus, let your kingdom come. Let your will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil and the evil one. And the evil one manifesting in every evil human spirit on earth and throughout this universe. Lord God, in the name of Jesus this morning, forgive us our debtors. Forgive us those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation. But deliver us again, I say, God, again. Deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. 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 Help us to forgive, Lord God. Help us to forgive. Brothers and sisters, I want to share a couple things with you this morning. And I want to, it's one of the drawbacks when you call into to be used by God to fight in the spiritual realm. You know, Ephesians chapter 6 says, we wrestle. Now, I know I was taught long time ago about this spiritual warfare we engaged in, and how it's up close and personal. You see, Ephesians chapter 6 verse 10 says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And then it tells us to put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. That means that you're able to stand against the cunningness, because truly You have an enemy that is very cunning, very deceiving, and very tricky. It says, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood." It's very hard sometimes not to come against or stand against or even judge the flesh, the person in the flesh. Because the Bible says that we're not wrestling against the flesh and the blood. It says, but we're wrestling against. There is a wrestling match, and we are engaged in it, but it's against principalities. It's against powers. It's against the rulers of the darkness of this world. It's against spiritual wickedness in high places. But the word of God says, wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God. Why? That ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. And then again it says, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. It says, above all. Now, above all, take on the shield of faith. Take on the shield of faith. That means that your faith is going to have to be absolute. It's going to have to be resilient. Your faith is going to have to be able to withstand against the wiles of the devil. But look here. It doesn't say here that your victory gonna come in the fight. It says here that your victory gonna come through your position of faith, which you put in front of you, because your faith is in your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Your faith is in our Father God. Your faith is in God's own Holy Spirit, which lives resident in you. All right? Now, it says that the enemy is going to come against you in some ways that are going to be up close and personal. That your enemy, somehow or another, is going to be able to use the sources and the powers and the effectiveness and the energy and the intent of principalities against you, powers against you, and that you're actually going to be engaged in up close and personal influences against the rulers of the darkness of this world. Praise God, are you hearing me? And look here, and against spiritual wickedness in high places. But God says, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand. Somebody put the definition of withstand in the chat room. I want you to look that word up, withstand. Put the definition in there for me, withstand. Can you do that? I want the definition of the word withstand. First person available to do it. The definition of the word withstand. Can you hear me on the blog talk? Thank you, Jennifer R. Withstand. Remain undamaged or unaffected by. Resist. Are you hearing me this morning? Withstand. Remain undamaged by or unaffected by. Resist. Resist. You're going to have to resist in the evil day. You're going to have to remain undamaged by these spiritual wiles of the enemy. You're going to have to remain unaffected by the stuff that the devil is going to use in the flesh and blood of others to come against you with. Are you hearing me? I say you're going to have to, according to the word of God right here, it's going to happen. But you're supposed to have this whole armor of God, and you're supposed to be able to withstand in the evil day. And you're supposed to be able to stand in the evil day. But now it says, as you're not supposed to be affected by it, it also says here that you're supposed to have your loins girded about with truth. So that means if your loins aren't girded about with truth, you can't withstand. That means if you don't have on the breastplate of righteousness covering your heart, you're not going to be able to stand. If you don't have your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, you are not going to remain undamaged or unaffected. Brothers and sisters, God is telling you right here what the enemy sends out to you can affect you. And it can damage you. But God says here, I'm giving you these tools. You use these tools to throw down, overthrow, overcome the damage that the enemy is going to send you to cause your resistance to him by way of his demons, by way of his witchcraft, by way of your emotions, by way of them hidden altars in you, by way of them weak points in you, by way of them triggers in you. The Bible says it's coming. The Bible says it's going to happen. The Bible says God wants you to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. But then the Bible says that God would not have you ignorant of Satan's devices. Are you hearing me? God will not have you ignorant of Satan's devices. I want you to understand something. The Bible says it is going to happen. You are going to be challenged by it. But God says he wants you, because you possess the ability to carry the shield of faith. The shield of faith. The shield of faith. God did not say, I've created you to be engaged in this thing the rest of your life. No, God is saying, I want you to overcome this. I want you to stand flat-footed. I want you, because I've created you, to look the devil in the eye and overcome the devil. But I want you to overcome the devil my way, God's way, the Bible way. And the Bible way is, first, you have to understand. You have to understand that there is an engagement taking place. And it is up close and it is personal. But it's not against the flesh in your face. It is not against the flesh in your face. It is against the spirits that are operating in the flesh, in your face. But God said, He's already equipped you. He's already equipped you to overthrow that stuff. He's already equipped you to overcome it. And right here in Ephesians 6, you see, I talk to a lot of people every day. I talk to people I don't know. But I know that the minute I pick up the phone and say hello, that I'm about to encounter something. I know that automatically. Now, what I don't know is, what is it? What is it that I'm about to encounter? And what is its purpose? What is its plan? Now, that's what I don't know, but I already know that I have on this armor of God. I already know. I have a shield of faith in God that is impenetrable. No devil, no demon, no witch, no witchcraft, no emotions, no intent can penetrate my faith in God. So it doesn't matter to me what it is. It doesn't matter to me who it's coming from. Because God has already said that I am to be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. That I'm supposed to have on His armor that will enable me to be able to stand against the wiles of the devil, no matter what it is, no matter how they come, no matter in whom they present themselves. I know I'm already equipped. And I've been equipped by God. So then it says, with my feet shod in the preparation of the gospel of peace, I'm supposed to seek peace and pursue peace with all men. So therefore, I also know that He's telling me that I gotta have on the breastplate of righteousness, so my heart will stay guarded. You see, brothers and sisters, witches have placed a target on your heart. But they don't come and get you from the front. You know, I remember when, thinking back, I remember when Jose had heart surgery. And the doctor said, I'm gonna go in through the back. I'm gonna go in through his back. And I said to myself, but you said you got to operate on his heart. And so this doctor happened to be one of the foremost heart doctors in the world. As a matter of fact, he's the dean of that type of surgery in the college. So I asked him, I said, you're going to go into his back and operate on his heart? He said, yeah. And he explained the procedure to me, and I thought, wow. But God brought it back to me. God brought it back to me last night that the devil and his minions do not possess the ability to come in through the heart. They have to come in through the back. Why? Because if they try to come in through the heart, it would be face to face. And the devil is not going to ever confront you face to face. Why? Because if he has to confront you face to face, he has to deal with your eyes. And if he has to deal with your eyes, he got to see Jesus. So he's not going to come in face to face. He's not, because number one, Jesus cannot look upon sin, and Christ in you will expose him through your eyes. He will expose him through your eyes. So he doesn't want to look you eyeball to eyeball, face to face. So the devil going to come and try to do whatever the devil does from the back. From the back. Are you hearing me this morning? I'm talking to somebody. And I'm going to tell you exactly where I'm coming from in a few minutes. So the devil going to come at you from the back. That's why the Bible says, all of you, spirit, your soul, and your body must be surrendered to God. Must be under the shelter and the protection of the blood. Not only that, it says here, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. You see, the devil, he can shoot one of them darts at you from a distance. He doesn't have to be up close, but there are limitations to the range that those darts can hit. But they're always going to come from the back. Now, this is not always the case, but it's about 75-85% of the case. And the reason I say that is, when a person has a strong Jezebelic spirit, because Jezebel is rebellion, and Jezebel opposes God, and Jezebel is totally manipulative, that Jezebel will look you in the face because it has one objective, and that is to make you subject unto it. Jezebel will, and remember this, Jezebel doesn't have to be a woman or a man. It's a spirit. It is a dominating, controlling, and manipulating spirit. Jezebel in the church. I'll probably do that later, but I got to stick with where I'm at right now. But it says you won't. It is, you gotta have that shield of faith to quench all of those fiery darts of the wicked. Now look what it says, of the wicked. Wicked. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Whew. And for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. Brothers and sisters, I want to share something with you this morning. God told me, as you know, God been really speaking. Well, I haven't been talking about it. I just turned down an opportunity that some people would have sold their soul to the devil for. I turned it down because it would have meant me coming into agreement with New Age thought and the devil. But if I had said yes, I would have got a lot of money. I mean a lot of money. A lot of resources. But I got the contract right here. I already typed up the letter saying I don't want it. No, thank you. I'll stay as I am. But I'm going to tell you this. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you'll be able to stand against the wiles, the tricks, the cunning, the deception, and the intent. And the intent of the devil. You see, the devil will watch your actions. The devil must never allow the enemy's familiar spirit to become familiar with you. Are you hearing me this morning? I got an offer of a lifetime on this hand. On this hand, God showed me and told me too and demonstrated by this offer that I'm turning down tomorrow in writing. The same way it was presented to me in writing. Brothers and sisters, let me tell you something. You probably won't believe this, and it doesn't really matter, but I'm going to tell you anyway because it happened to me, and it can happen to you. God showed me. See, I used to be on my guard more when I was a foreign missionary. But now I got to be on my guard more right here in America than when I was a missionary in a foreign country, and the people didn't know Jesus at all. But God told me. He said, I want you to be careful. I said, okay. Like even now, as I'm talking to you, somebody on here on this line is angry and they're shooting witchcraft through the line. He said, I want you to be careful. I said, okay, God, what specifically? He said, you have somebody around you that came to me and asked me to kill you. I said, I beg your pardon? He said, yeah. He said, now, I'm the Lord your God, and I'm just and I'm righteous, but they asked me to kill you. I said, they did? He said, yeah. I said, well, what would they benefit from me being dead? I don't have no insurance to them, do I? Because see, if I had, I know who I have insurance to. And I'm thinking, I know it's not Brother Joe. He said, no. He said, they come from a background and they're so weak in their own faith that they figure if you die, then they can take over your ministry and assume everything that they think they know everything you know. They think they know how to do everything you do. He said, but they don't know me. He said, they don't know you cannot go to a holy God and ask him to kill a person who is trying to live holy and stand for righteousness' sake. He said, it don't work. He said, now you're going to know them. He said, how did I teach you? How did I teach you before when a witch tries to put a curse on you to die? What words did I tell you you will hear come out their mouth? Brothers and sisters, I heard the words come out the person's mouth. And I just said, I got to take this up with God. I got to get the rest of this story. Listen to me. There are people smiling in your face and praying you die and think don't nobody know it. But let me tell you something. The one person who needs to know it knows it, God. I said, God, what's the motivation? He said, selfishness. He said, they just selfish. They figured that they could take you out the way. They could step in, and I'm going to do with and through them what I do with and through you. I said, well, God, you know, like, you use everybody, don't you? He said, I do. He said, but Satan has blinded their mind. And then he said, one of their minds. I said, oh, so they double-minded? He said, they more than double-minded. He said, they triple-minded and quadruple-minded and don't know it. I said, so why would they do that? He said, because I told you, Satan has blinded their minds and told them that they know more than you know. They can do a better job with the work I've given you to do than you can do. He said, but the surprise is they learn it all from you. I said, oh man, this is amazing here. He said, but what they don't realize is that what I taught you yesterday, you're on a whole other level today. And they back there trying to teach something from yesterday. Because I said, what is the spirit, God? He said, you know the spirit. Witchcraft. Witchcraft. Counterfeit. A counterfeit spirit. I said, okay. So what you want me to do? He said, nothing. He said, but you tell them this. If they pray for you to die another time, the Bible says, whosoever diggeth a ditch for another person, they'll fall in that ditch themselves. So whoever you are praying for me to die, you better watch out. God said, you'll die before me. It is appointed unto man once to die and then the judgment. I know the year I'm going to die. God, I asked him. And you cannot rush that. It ain't going to happen. But God say, you praying death and you'll be praying it on yourself. Please stop. Please stop. Don't do that. It's wrong. It's wrong. Now, I don't know who taught you that, but I know this. The end result is it came from Satan, and he has given you some wrong teaching. And the only reason you doing it and thinking it and then coming in and coming into agreement with the devil about it is that you deceived. You're deceived. I would hate to see you die before your time because you're praying up death and it's going to fall on you. It ain't going to touch me. God can already warn me. And I'm trying to share it with you this morning. See, you think you deal in death and you think you know death. The same giver of life died, descended into hell, and took the keys of death and hell out of the hands of Satan. And then he rose with all power in his hands. All power over life. And all power over death. Please stop praying death on yourself. Thinking you praying and sending it to me. It ain't gonna work. It ain't gonna work. It's not going to work. You need to read the Bible about people who try that stuff. And really, it's your witchcraft heritage that's making you think like that. You need to be delivered in the worst kind of way. You see, brothers and sisters, God is God. He's so. Don't you know God? Didn't you know God was going to tell me that and show me that? Now, he told me what to do to stop it, how to pray. But really and truly, this is not the first time I've been up that road. I've been up that road many, many, many times. But you heaping coals on your own head. Don't you think I dealt with this before in 31 years of ministry? I'm still here. Now, you might think you the baddest witch out there, but I tell you what, you heard what I said. You heard what I said. I'm through with it. I am through with it. If you think you bad enough, continue, and we'll see. We'll see. We will see. Praise God. You know, brothers and sisters, if I can't pray to edify, equip, and build you up, I'm not going to pray at all. Sometimes people ask me, will you pray for me? And I say, I don't know how to. I got to see God. And then when I see God, guess what? It's effective. See, I asked God a long time ago, let me be effective in ministry. If I couldn't be effective, I just, you know, I couldn't do it because I couldn't do it right without him and his effectiveness. So I know the fruit and I know the bad fruit because I've seen it. I've seen it. But now, don't you think I'm the kind of person going to stand up here and let you do me harm, and I ain't going to, I'm going to deal with that up front, personal, because you done made it personal now. But God said, don't you worry about it. I got this. They're heaping coals on their own head, and it's a crazy demon anyway. And the bottom line is going to make you crazy, not me. Crazier, because you got to be crazy to pray or think those kind of ridiculous thoughts and try to put them in action. It's not going to work. Why? God is giving you time to repent, Jezebel. Because, see, I command every intent for my death to fall to the ground, die dead. My life is hid in Jesus Christ. And only a fool would oppose God. Only a fool would oppose God. You don't know God's plan. Trying to play little Jesus. It doesn't work. It does not work. I'm trying to tell you. And not only are you hurting yourself, you're hurting your little crew and little coven, because I guess you don't know God opens up the earth and everybody falls in it. That's in agreement with you in this crazy stuff. You know, I say it's a shame. Do all this work. Get delivered. And then let the devil steal every inch of it back from you. Because he ain't going to use you. He knows you're a traitor. He knows you're a betrayer. He can't use you. Because he knows you'll betray him. But he can put some heavy demons to operate against you. Thank you, sister. I'm trying to tell this person, I really would like for them to repent. Because I know that no weapon formed against me is going to prosper. And I know that every tongue that rises up against me in judgment, I condemn it. I ain't got to wait for God on that. He's given me the authority to condemn it because my righteousness is of him. I condemn it right now. And I pray that you will repent before it's too late. I always talk about your own anointing. I always talk about that. I always talk about the fact that you should take what you learn and put it with what you got. Ain't nobody forcing nobody to listen to this ministry every morning. I don't go to nobody's house, don't do that. Because the Bible says, whosoever will, let him come. And Sister Erica say, whosoever won't, let him go. It's not a big deal. Move on. But don't die before your time because of the ignorance of the devil. Because I know it's the devil. And I know you need to be free from that. The little bit of success you have, it ain't nothing in comparison. But you see, murder is murder. Whether it is spiritual murder, and the Bible says jealousy is as cruel as the grave. It'll cause you to commit murder. It'll cause you to commit, in this instance, spiritual murder, jealousy. It's an evil demon. Yesterday, God had you confirm your love toward him. You're right, Jacqueline. Go back and listen to that, to those confirmations. And listen to the people that deviated. Took it all the way off God, put it on themselves. I listen. God listens. God asks you to do things to glorify him. Jezebel gonna always want to glorify and throw some self and some flesh in. Jezebel can't help it. Jezebel can't help it because Jezebel is a worshiper of flesh, a worshiper of self. Can't do it. Cannot do it. Cannot do it. The Bible says, put on the whole armor of God that you might be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. In people. You ain't fighting against no angels down here. You're not even fighting against free roaming spirits. You're fighting against spirits that inhabit human bodies. They in the bodies of human beings. I'm so grateful for yesterday. You see, Jesus said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto myself. What did we do yesterday? We blessed Jesus. And what did Jesus do? He blessed us back. I had a great day yesterday. I had a great time last night. But you know what God said? He said, I want you to do one thing. I said, okay. Put this in the chat room about 8 people. He said, I want you to push back. Push back against those spirits. Push back. He said, you've been teaching and teaching and teaching. I need you to stop, take a little time, and push back because they're trying to attack you in the spirit realm individually. I need you to push back. I said, okay. Push back, God said. Push back. I said, I can do that easy enough. He said, push back and live. Push back and live. I said, can you show me an example? Can you show me an example of somebody in the Bible that pushed back? He said, yeah, I can show you plenty. But I want you to push back first. And then he went on to tell me what I'm pushing back about and for. You see, the way God does it, you have to initiate by obedience what he tells you, me anyway. And then he shows it to me. Brothers and sisters, he said, just go in and look at where I sent messengers to Jerusalem. And I gave them orders to push back. Push back. So he told me, he said, look up Joab. I said, okay. And in Joab, I saw it says, we pushed them back to the city gate. He said, but then arrows came hot and heavy on us from the city wall. And 18 of the king's soldiers died. Push back, God said. Push back. Push. I said, okay. So, I've been waiting Because, see, I know how to wait on God. When you wait on God, you got to be working at the same time. But understand something, whoever you are. I'm pushing back. And I'm going to live the length of my days so you can forget it. And no witchcraft from you has the ability to cut my days short. I know that. Now, God didn't tell me to fight. No, he said push back. Two simple words. Push back. And I said, well, God, you know, I'm going to push back. I said, but can you, like, give me an illustration of what they tried to do? He said, you know that little dirty game and little dirty trick kids used to play when you were young? I said, which one? I mean, which one? He said, well, it's a dirty little game where people would gang up on a person, kind of like a bully. And the person would be standing there and somebody else would get down on their all fours and stand behind them and they'd be just right at the knees. And then so somebody would push them. And when they push them, they would topple over because they didn't know the person was standing behind them, booby trapping. He said, that's what they tried to do to you and your ministry. That's what they tried to do. I say, really? And he let me see an illustration of it. Let me see the people. He said, but no. All I did was I anchored you down and I put you in a place where you could not move other than when I sent you down to that church. I said, okay. He said, but now I want you to push back. They pushed you. They got down on their knees and they deliberately tried to set a trap for you to fall backwards and break your neck or something. He said it was all done in the spirit realm. Prayer. Psychic prayers. He said, but now I want you to push back. Push back. Push back. Push back. I said, okay. I said, now you know me. You know that when I do something, I ain't doing it just to waste no time, God. I'm doing it to win. He said, push back. And live and watch me work. You see, Satan don't care about your life. He don't. He's concerned about your faith in God. He's concerned about your relationship with God. He knows that the flesh gonna die and turn into worms anyway. But he's concerned about your ability to be his demonstration on earth, and you got to be alive to do that. You got to be alive to do that. And you got to be alive in Christ these days, obviously, to continue living. We're in a strategic point, brothers and sisters, from a standpoint that revival is going to hit America. Don't nobody know who is going to come through or when it's coming. But real, bona fide, certified, acknowledgeable revival is coming to America. Push back. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Lord will raise up a standard against them. But you got to push back. The enemy coming at you, push back. It's all in the Bible. Push back. Push back. Push back. Push back. God say they're going to pay for their sluttish and whoring life. Meaning, mixing him up. I'm talking Jezebelic. Push back. Push back. Psalm 66. 8-12. Can you post it for me? Psalm 66, 8-12. Psalm 66, 8-12. Can you post it? See, this is a dangerous ministry. But I learned a long time ago, I don't fight anymore. I let the Lord fight my battles. I don't fight no more. I'm too old for that. And too wise. I don't do it no more. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he's going to show you today. Today. You're going to see it today. And I'm not afraid to tell you this because I'm fully persuaded in my own mind who God is and what he is and what he is to each and every one of us. You see, brothers and sisters, God will fight for you if you let him. Let him. Psalm 66, 8-12 is what God gave me when he brought me back out that vision and that trance thing. That I saw it. I saw the people. I saw them try to do it to me. I saw it. And I look here. I don't have no persecution complex. I ain't got nothing against nobody. But I tell you this, I'm not going to let anybody steal my life. And that would be Satan. Oh, bless our God, ye people, and make the voice of his praise to be heard, which holdeth our soul in life, and suffereth not our feet to be moved. For thou, O God, hast proved us, thou hast tried us, as silver is tried. Thou broughtest us into the net, thou laidest affliction upon our loins, thou hast caused men to ride over our heads. We went through fire and through water, but thou broughtest us out into a wealthy place. Yeah, that's the word he gave me. To sum it all up, push back. This is the fruit and the reward for pushing back. push back. That's all I'm telling you. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. But it says, I will deliver him. Push back. Push back and see the glorious manifestation of God's deliverance. I'm right here with you. I'm fighting with you. My life is on the line. Your life is on the line. Your own life. But hey, I'm pushing back. I don't know what you're going to do. That ain't my... I'm warning you. Me today, you tomorrow, somebody else the next day. Push back. Push back. Push back. You don't ever know who's coveting what you have. You don't ever know coveting spiritually, who's coveting naturally. Who's coveting mentally, materialistically, because coveting is coveting. Push back. We'll be in agreement. Push back whether you can see it or not. I thank God he showed me the need for me to push back. And then gave me the scripture to show me the fruit if I push back. Praise God. Push back, brothers and sisters. Push. Understand something. Do you understand the demons gonna be here till Jesus comes? Principalities, powers, thrones, dominions, spiritual wickedness in high places gonna be here till Jesus comes. Witches! The servants of the devil and Satan and all that is evil. But God say, push back and overcome. The wiles and schemes of the devil. Push back the fiery darts of the devil. Push back the intent of the devil. I command it to be consumed by the fire of God. Every fiery dart, every evil intent, go! Bust you up off of the lives of anybody in this ministry. Go! Brothers and sisters, you have spirits that desire you to cease and desist. And they work through human beings. Don't forget that. You have spirits that have been given charge against you under direct orders of the devil, Lucifer, Satan, Beelzebub, Leviathan, Abaddon, Apollyon, and the messenger of Satan. I'm going to leave you with this. Push back in the name of Jesus. Push back. Oh, I need someone.
ukulana Hilo no lo sé Tu hambre na Ya voy a mí Ay ukulana Buso a mí Ukulana Hilo no lo sé
Push back. just posted, the Lord just gave me Proverbs 25, Proverbs 25:22. For thou shalt heap coals of fire upon his head, and the Lord shall reward thee. Praise God. Back.